I wrote an article for the church magazine because I said I used to get down on my knees and pray before we went, that I'd come back. And we used to go for a briefing when the op was mooted. And the CEO would address you first, tell you what the target was and where you were going. And then the meteorological officer would come on and tell you what the weather to be expected. And then the armaments bloke would come on and tell you what you were carrying, bombs, mines, whatever. And then the intelligence officer, if there was anything to report. So we had that early on in the day, or, well, any time, because we used to go night and day, you know. So you had that briefing, then you were sent back. And the navigator, you had to get your course plotted and all like that. And sometimes we did night trips, sometimes day trips. And then an hour or two before we were due off, they were given a slap-up meal, because, I say, nothing was under 10 hours. So we had a meal a couple of hours before you were due off. And then the Gary, that was a small lorry, come and pick us up and take us down to the airstrip and get on board the aircraft. And I always remember in the rambling club that we were in here, a girl once said to me, said, were you never frightened? I said, no, but I was always happy when we got off the ground. Because there was another station not far from us, and one bloke was trying to take off there, and he didn't get off the ground, and he just went off the end of the runway and blew up. So I said I was always happy once we'd got off the ground.